True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Mike Max sitting in for Paul and Jor on News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Pam Falk from our great correspondent at CBS. She's at the UN, in the United Nations. And, Pam.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Pam. I hate to say this because I don't know if it feels that way to you because you cover it on a daily basis. But here we sit, I think kind of typical America, and we're going, yeah, Ukraine. That's right. That's out there still.
But
I feel like we put it on the back burner. Does it feel that way where you are and with our government as you report on it?
No. Yeah, Mike, you're on the money. I mean, it just is going on so long when. I think the world felt that the largest refugee crisis since World War II, the first invasion for occupation of a country since World War II, eyeball to eyeball, Russia and the United States, nuclear powers, would get resolved. And we heard that from all the world leaders. I mean, from the UN, from US, from Europe, they all said, oh, Russia's not going to do that. And now we have so many people dead and the attacks against civilians. Yesterday we had this awful meeting at the UN about sexual violence in the war.
Oh, boy.
And it's just awful, horrific. And children being abused, sold into slavery. I mean, it's just wild. I mean, it's unthinkable. And now Russia and Turkey are trying to back a plan. The UN is trying to get a plan just not to solve the war yet, but to get the grain out, because 22 million tons of grain, of wheat, are sitting in the boats in Ukrainian ports ready to go, and there's a Russian blockade. Now, that all means, what does it mean to us? It means the combination of all of the issues and the sanctions on oil and everything else in Ukraine means your gas and my gas, and food prices are just through the roof. And in New York, it's $6 a gallon.
You're at $6 a gallon, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought we were up. We're four something.
To fill the tank yesterday. Oh, thank God I don't rely on it for my work.
Yes.
I mean, what about car taxi drivers and
semi drivers?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's just mind boggling, and it's all coming because of this war, and yet it seems to only be more and more stalemated, and we keep hearing about the horrors, but even at the UN, there's this sense that get something done. I mean, get something. What was the UN for? And then also to the Biden administration, get something done. Get get the food out. And it's not just impacting, by the way, the U.S. and I mean, it's certainly not only impacting them and us, but the poorest countries around the world, Mike, are 95. Today, there was a press conference with the Secretary General of the U.N.
Yep.
And this woman, Rebecca Grinspan, who is the appointed Ukraine, she's sort of the point person because she runs the trade organization of the UN, and she said they had a new report on the impact of the war. 95 million people around the world could end up in extreme poverty because of the war, because they buy two-thirds of the world's wheat, corn, sunflower oil come from Ukraine and Russia. So they don't get these ports open. A lot of famine is going to be seen around the world.
We start always with the economic sanctions, that whatever it is that we can do. And now the U.S. Yeah. Treasury banned Americans from buying Russian stocks. I don't know, though. Are these kind of typical in the protocol that you notice, that first you try this because the last thing you want to do is start sending troops? Is that where we're still at?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what the Russians worried about in this, I mean, the theoretical reason for going into Ukraine this time, I mean, they had gone in 2014 and taken parts of Ukraine, but now they went back in and really just started targeting civilian targets, was because they didn't like the fact that Ukraine was heading Western. I mean, you know, it's on their border, and their Ukraine wanted to become a member of the European Union, still does wanted to become a member of NATO. And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is really the military alliance of the West that was formed after World War II and somewhat later, are these countries that say, if one is attacked, we're all attacked. And they weren't about to let Ukraine in because of the sensitivity.
Sure.
Now, Finland and Sweden are applying and will get in eventually. I mean, there's some complications about that one. But they're getting in. And all of this U.S. offensive military equipment is being sent to Ukraine. So they're getting the opposite of what they theoretically wanted. But look, I mean, you know, who knows what Putin wants? The reality is that some people feel that he just wanted to reassemble the old USSR, but he certainly has a thing about Ukraine, and they're leveling the country. I mean, it's just so sad.
Do you think, is your speculation on this, you're much closer to the heartbeat than I am, that Putin knew all along that this was going to be a long war, and he the pomp and circumstance and the obviously, and he goes, great, we're here for the long haul. Do you think he was that strategic about it? Because early on they'd say, Putin didn't know what he was up against. Do you think he's just playing it day by day?
I think he's playing it day by day, Mike. I think the reality is he went in 2014, took Crimea, which is the little island, and took the peninsula, and then took eastern Ukraine, what's called the Donbass, which is on the border with Russia, and just left. I mean, there have been 14,000 people killed between the 2014 invasion and today, there on the east before this war, and there was continuing fighting. But generally speaking, I mean, Russian forces sort of got out, and they thought this was a cakewalk. I mean, no question, 40 miles of tanks, if you remember when that happened, just before February 24th, when people were still saying, oh, they're just going to threaten. They thought they could overwhelm the Ukrainian army, which they are much, much bigger. But a few things happened. Number one is Ukraine saw what happened to people in the areas that the Russians took. So when it was somewhere around 20-25% support in Ukraine in 2014 to really sort of fight the Russians when they came in, it's 90-100% today because the Russians have been so brutal. So their resolve was so strong that we interviewed a whole group of people: pharmacists, your doctor, your trucker, your repairman. Everyone went to fight with the army in Ukraine. So they just held off the Russians and pushed them out of Kyiv and the capital and other cities where they tried to take. But it's very tough. I mean, the Russians is one of the largest militaries in the world, but Ukraine's holding them off. And of course, there are these sanctions, these restrictions that the U.S. and the EU put on Russia. But that's starting to hit. And Russia's talking now about at least allowing the grain exports. But the Ukrainian view is, why trust the Russians on demining the port of the Black Sea, of Odessa, for example, because they're worried that they'll just use it to attack them.
Pam Falk is our guest on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline as we talk about the Ukraine situation. If you're the Ukrainian president, I'm worried that the rest of the world is running out of steam for me right now. I'm worried that there's going to be another crisis that's going to replace me, supplant me. Maybe it has in some places. Domestically, we've had enough things happen here to be sure. How does he keep energy? How does he keep what is his calling right now? How is he able to fortify and keep his nation believing?
Well, he's an amazing communicator. I mean, he goes through the sites. And I think two things happened. One is he was offered asylum in several countries when this February 24th attack took place. And he said, no, I'm not leaving my country.
Yep, send me some more ammo.
Which is what happened in Afghanistan. I mean, he said, no, I'm staying, and stayed in the bunker and then went back to the presidential office and now goes out and sees the troops. And I think by doing that, he's the cameras follow him, and he shows what's being hit, and a lot of it are civilian targets and kids, and 7 million, it's heading for a third of all Ukrainians have left the country. And then if you add people who don't have a roof over their head, it's up to 14 million people because they've bombed so many residential houses. So it's very tough. I mean, the hope is they can at least get the grains out and try to do something to get a resolution. And it certainly sounds like Russia's understanding how impossible this is, because what they're demanding is a relief from all these sanctions. So let's hope something happens to relieve the Ukrainian people.
Pam, appreciate it very much, and explain to us in layman terms. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again as this thing moves down the road. But thank you so much.
Absolutely. A pleasure, Mike. Be well.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.